Do you know that the unemployment rate in Nigeria is rising geometrically as the population increases? Unconfirmed statistics has it that thousands of graduates pass through the mandatory National Youth Service Scheme every year without the hope of getting a job after the exercise. Welcome to Career and Employability Talk with Segun Akiode.
Welcome. My name is Segun Akiode and I'm the host of the podcast Career and Employability Talk. For first-time listeners, I like to describe myself as a born teacher, a chemical engineer turned career and employability coach. And recently, I authored a book titled Corporate Misfit, Immutable Career Lessons for Fresh Graduates. And a very interesting career journey. I read chemical engineering in a Nigerian university, but currently I'm in the human rig of human resources doing career and employability coaching. On the other side of it is that I consult for small and medium enterprises in Nigeria in the area of talent acquisition and human capacity development. This podcast is about sharing my HR-related experience with you, covering talent acquisition, HR consulting, and HR generalist. The main theme of this podcast is that without good direction, people lose their way. The more wise counsel you follow, the better your chances. Now, by listening to this podcast, you would be able to draw very critical career lessons and principles which would make you make better career decisions. Some of the things I'm going to be sharing on this podcast are not head knowledge. They are things I've learned in the trenches in the point of relating with job seekers on one side and employers on the other side. Don't forget, I help organizations to solve their talent issues. So these are some of the things that I experience on a constant basis. Two target audience this podcast is meant for: one, fresh graduate, those just about to enter into the job market. So the employability part of the podcast, some of the things we'll be sharing, either interviews, expert interviews, or sharing principles will be applicable. And also, young professionals, experienced hires will really benefit a great deal from this podcast. So two great target audience, fresh graduates and even experienced hires, young professionals, will really benefit greatly from this podcast. In few minutes, you're going to be listening to today's episode of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you very much. See you in a few minutes. Cheers. Welcome back. On today's episode of the podcast, I will be sharing on a topic that is close to my heart as a career and employability coach. And the topic is, are Nigerian graduates unemployed or unemployable? Are Nigerian graduates unemployed or unemployable? There is no doubt that there is an unemployment rate in the country that increases geometrically with population increase. Many are of the opinion that the availability of jobs are even decreasing by the day. Many individuals go to the National Youth Service Scheme with the hope of getting a job after the exercise, but they come back empty-handed. But you know, on the reverse end, employers have a different opinion. They are of the opinion that the graduates or the fresh grads that are available cannot even fill the jobs that they have. That is, there's a skills deficit. They are of the opinion that graduates are unemployable. Which is now the bigger problem? Unemployment or unemployability? Before you jump to give an answer, let's consider the various opinions very briefly. Number one, according to Wikipedia, unemployment, or what we call joblessness, occurs when people are without work or actively seeking work or job, as you can call it. Economics establish there are different types of unemployment, among which are structural, frictional, seasonal, classical, and other examples. Now, interestingly, is the fact that the most prevalent type of unemployment among Nigerian fresh graduates is a structural unemployment. Structural unemployment in the sense that the labor market is unable to provide job for everyone who wants one, because there is a mismatch between the skills of the unemployed workers and the skills needed for the available jobs. Can you see that? Now, there is a mismatch between the skills of the unemployed workers and those needed for the available jobs. Now, What does that tell us? It tells us that it is unemployability. And unemployability is an human resource cum business term derived from the word unemployable. Unemployable means inability to find or unfit to get a job. It could also mean being unsuitable for employment or being unable to keep a job. Now, it suffices to say that the jobs are available, but job seekers are not able to fill them. Now, can you see the major issue here? The jobs are available, but job seekers are unable to fill them. Now, speaking from my experience as a talent acquisition specialist, helping organizations to solve their talent issues, it would not be out of place to say that graduate unsuitability for available entry-level jobs is worrisome, no doubt. Yes, we are waiting for a job creation miracle in the country, but at the moment, the jobs that are available and showing up for the graduates, are they able to pick them up, or are they unfit even to fill those positions? So, the whole essence of the podcast today is this. I'm going to be highlighting three critical areas where fresh graduates can take charge of their employability. So, number one area which I'm going to be considering is one, skills deficit. Number two area I'll be considering is the cost of study and business demand disparity. And the third area is the sense of entitlement. Okay, number one, skills deficit. Now, majority of Nigerian graduates lack the basic composite skills and personal attributes that give them the capacity to function adequately in the world of work. These skills include but not restricted to basic ICT skills, presentation and communication skills, the capability for initiative, the ability to connect the dots of their course of study and business demands. This is just to mention a few of such skills. Now, it still baffles me that some fresh graduates cannot operate a computer system, but they are very good with their smartphones. They can browse. But you ask them, what's their level of computer proficiency? And they go blank. But they can use their smartphones. Communication skills. In this age of social media, a lot of fresh graduates can communicate using the short codes on social media, like your LOL, laugh out loud, like best regards, BRB, and a lot of them. But let them compose a simple official email and they are tempted to write social media English, if I'm permitted to use that word. That's an issue. Now, what's the solution to this issue? Fresh graduates are supposed to take charge of their learning. That's the critical point. If our educational system has failed in giving them the necessary skills to fit into the world of work, they need to now take charge of their own learning. Number two, cost of study and business demand disparity. Now, I'm going to quote Dr. Obi Ekwesili on this. She recently said at an event that the reason why most graduates in the country remain unemployed is because majority of them study courses that are in low demand in the labor market. So, there's a cost of study and business demand disparity. The courses that most Nigerian graduates are doing at the moment and available in the university are no longer in demand in the market or in the labor market. Now, this answers the questions of why do employers often turn down applicants? Because of lack of competence. That is as simple as it is. I quite agree with this assertion. Because in the bid for most Nigerian graduates to get into the tertiary institutions of learning, many of them settle for courses that have little demand in the marketplace. What is the way out, you would ask me? Irrespective of the fact that you studied a course you never wanted, you wanted medicine, and they gave you microbiology. There are very few labs that will need your services at the moment. What do you need to do? Professional certification comes to the rescue. you can upgrade yourself, get a professional certification. Enough online courses are available and even some other offline options. So get a certification in another area. Reinvent yourself. I know a few chartered accountants that never studied accountancy, but currently they work with their ICAN certification. I know enough individuals. I'm a living example. I read chemical engineering. But because I wanted to reinvent myself in the field of human resources, I needed to enroll in human resource certification. So what are we saying in essence? If there's a disparity between your course of study and your business demand, this is the time for you to correct it and rewrite or recreate your career story. Then the third area is sense of entitlement. Now, this is a very funny trend which I've noticed among Nigerian fresh graduates. And that is the belief that they deserve to get a job with a fat salary, one with perks of office. You ask a typical Nigerian fresh graduate, what is your desired starting salary? They go on and they tell you 200k, 300k, and they go on and on. On an earlier episode of this podcast, when I looked at the salary negotiation question, I asked the question. I said only the multinationals are able to pay as much as Nigerian fresh graduate would think they deserve. Many fresh graduates feel that because I have a BSc, then the employers must be ready to empty the bank because of me. No, sorry. There are 1,000,001 people that have BSCs. So what stands you out? Now, they go around thinking that they must be given a chance to prove themselves, even in the workplace. They say, give me a chance, I'm going to prove myself. And you ask them, what have you done when you were in the university? No prior extracurricular activities. And they are saying, give me a chance, I'll prove myself. No, we are not ready to bank on you. What have you done before, even if it's for free? Have you volunteered to do something before? There is an essence of what? Evidence before you are given that opportunity. And so, most of them go around with false value on their BSc degree. Do you know how many people are going for their masters now? While you're still thinking you have your BSc, enough people are going around with their masters. And most of these job seekers, fresh graduates particularly, they fail to understand that employers of labor are looking for value creators, not salary earners. What value can you bring to the workplace? What value can you give to your potential employer? How far can you go to acquire additional value to yourself? That's the question. So it is not out of place to say you are to develop yourself and be committed to continuous improvement. Please, you do not have to tell employers you would add value to them. You need to demonstrate it. I'm going to close today's episode of the podcast with the words of Warren G. Bennings, which says, taking charge of your learning is a part of taking charge of your life. And this is equivalent to becoming an integrated person. I take it again. Taking charge of your learning is a part of taking charge of your life, which is equivalent to becoming an integrated person. So that's the point. That's the key point. Even if our educational system has created failures in the system of creating young graduates that their demand in the marketplace is different from what they studied, the onus is on us. The responsibility is on our hands as fresh graduates to say, I need to reinvent myself. I need to recreate myself and be a better person and not blame the society for its failures and the crack in the system. So what am I saying in essence on today's episode of the podcast? Take charge of your learning. It's equivalent to taking charge of your life. Reinvent yourself as a fresh graduate. And before long, you'll be speaking success story. I want you to understand that is the whole essence of why I'm here on this podcast. Remember, you can visit my website and drop a comment if you need career counseling or career coaching, as the case may be. Tweet at me on social media at Shegun Akiode, because I'm just a tweet away. But whatever you do, don't stop learning. Take charge of your life. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the podcast. This is your host, Shegun Akiode, signing out for today. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Career and Employability Talk with Shegun Akiode. To know more about Shegun Akiode, follow his Twitter handle at Shegun Akiode, at SegunAkiode, or visit his website www.shegunakiode.com. See you next time.